We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And here we go. The Tuesday edition of the Rob Brown Show is right here on ESPN Upstate. What is happening, Upstate South Carolina? Great to be with you. Just a couple of minutes after the noon o'clock hour, I am your ever so humble host, Rob Brown. I hope that you are doing exceptionally well right here in the great upstate of South Carolina. My man Diesel back in the network studios. Hit him with it, D-Train. Wow.
It's debate night.
Wow. You know,
it would have helped if I had my mic on, but I didn't. I got so excited. I got so excited that it was debate night that I didn't even turn the mic on.
Okay.
I'd rather watch the debate. What is it, like an hour and a half or so?
Yeah, I would ballpark. It'll probably be in 90 minutes. Yeah,
I'd rather watch that than all the endless stream of ads.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if there's nothing else, there's no football tonight. There's no baseball. Well, there is baseball today, and I think the last game goes right around the same time as the baseball. So there's a playoff baseball game at the same time. The NBA starts up tomorrow. There are two or three MLS games, but none of them are crazy attractive. None of them top-of-the-table matches in the MLS. There's really nothing else to watch on, and I don't want to go down this row. We're not going to get into this during the show today, but we've hit a point where I am legitimately and entirely disappointed that there's not any postseason sports on today. There's not any top tier sports on today that I could justify not watching. Like, I feel obligated to watch the debate. I'm not looking forward to it. I think it's going to be painful to get through. Hooray Politics in America 2020. But I'm disappointed that they didn't put it on Monday night so that I could go, oh, well, I can't watch it because Monday Night Football is on. You know, like, just anything else is an excuse.
I want to be in that meeting with the campaign manager that's like, let's do it on Monday. And he's like, nah, bro, you got Ravens Chiefs on Monday night. You can't go up against that. We're going to lose.
Right. Not just a game, by the way, but a game with the future at quarterback on both sides of the football, which turned out to be slightly less entertaining, than we hoped it was going to be, though the Ravens did put in a hell of an effort to find their way back into that football game down the stretch. But Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes, the real deals, man. I know a lot of people are looking at that performance by Lamar Jackson last night and saying, how can you put him in the same category as Patrick Mahomes? And I can't, just to be clear, I can't. Patty Mahomes, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers are the trio right now. That's the trinity of great quarterbacks. The Chiefs came after Lamar Jackson yesterday with everything they had, and because they were able to jump up to that big lead, what was it, 27-10 at halftime, because they were able to jump up to that big lead, the Ravens kind of had to alter their offense in the second half and get away from what Lamar Jackson does the best down in the second half. I mean, he still ran a couple of big-time read options where he pulled the ball and ran, was still able to extend some plays like we expect Lamar Jackson to do. But the Ravens kind of had to get away from throwing those read option wrinkles in the second half as they were playing catch-up with the Kansas City Chiefs. That being said, and I don't know if it's too early to say this, but I said on Twitter last night, and I mean, I had two big opinions about games this weekend, games in week three of the NFL draft that I think may be considered by many to have been a bit reactionary, maybe a bit early. The two that I had were, number one, I thought that the Sunday night game between the Saints and the Packers, if Drew Brees and the Saints didn't come out and show that they could still score points in bunches, that you could pretty much go ahead and wave bye-bye to the Brees-Peyton error in New Orleans. And we'll talk about that later on in the show. And the second thing that I had was that, and I said this one last night, at around the third quarter mark of that game, I believe, between the Chiefs and the Ravens, unless something happens, knock on wood, and I am not superstitious, but when I tweeted this yesterday, I know I replied to a comment Mark Ryan had, and I think I tweeted it in general. I got up off my couch to go knock on wood last night. But unless something happens that prevents Patrick Mahomes from being healthy and finishing out this season, legitimately, I don't see anybody beating the Kansas City Chiefs for a Super Bowl again. I think they are, as of last night, I think they're your two-peat champs. I know that they were in a dogfight with the San Diego Chargers last week and a dogfight against a team that lost to the Carolina Panthers over the weekend. We're going to break that game down as well because we didn't really get a whole lot of NFL in here yesterday, so we'll break down that Panthers-Chargers game later in the show. But I know that they had that close one against the Chargers, but one of the things you're going to see with the Kansas City Chiefs this year is that for a lot of teams on that roster, that is their Super Bowl this year. The Chargers are not a playoff football team. Therefore, their mark on the league is being one of the teams that hangs an L on the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Chiefs weathered that storm and got that dub in OT, which is all you can ask for out of a Super Bowl caliber team. We're going to talk about the Chiefs later on because at this point in time, after what I saw out of Patrick Mahomes last night, I don't see at all how they are not your Super Bowl favorites to go out there and get the dub. I don't see how you could pick anybody else to be your Super Bowl favorites. All right, we got to get into all that as the show rolls on. But of course, Diesel, of course, we got to open up the show as we always do.
It's time for the lunch breakdown.
Yes, that is correct. It is time for the lunch breakdown. We go to item number one, and this might be the biggest news story of the week. Just when we started to get comfortable, just when we started to get settled in with some sense of normalcy in the world of sports, particularly in the National Football League, the Rona strikes again. The NFL says that the Tennessee Titans and Minnesota Vikings are suspending in-person activities after the Titans had three players test positive for the coronavirus along with five other personnel. The league said earlier this morning that both clubs are working closely with the NFL and the Players Association, including their infectious disease experts, on tracking contacts, more testing, and monitoring developments. The 3-0 Titans are slated to host the 3-0 Steelers on Sunday. The NFL says all decisions about that game will be made with health and safety the primary consideration. The Titans first announced Tuesday morning that they would be working remotely for the next few days out of an abundance of caution after several test results came positive. They beat the Vikings in Minnesota 31-30 on Sunday, but they did so without outside linebackers coach Shane Bowen after a test result came back positive on Saturday. Since then, three more players have tested positive, and four more administrative staff have all tested positive. Coach Mike Vrabel said Monday that Bowen was not with the team. Rookie offensive lineman Isaiah Wilson has been on the reserve COVID-19 list for the Titans since September 6th. He is not believed to have any part of the incident that happened here. So, with all of that being said, the NFL is going to have to deal with this. We will talk about this coming up here later on in the program. But long story short, Diesel, here we are. This is the moment we worried about. We kind of knew it was coming. We kind of knew that there was a chance that we were going to end up seeing a team face an outbreak at some point. Turns out to be a 3-0 team in the NFL the week that they are playing another 3-0 team coming up on Sunday. Let's hope, fingers crossed, let's hope that the NFL handles this the right way and this is a blip on the radar as opposed to a major incident.
I'm honestly shocked it took 4 weeks for us to get here. I thought it would happen sooner than this.
Yeah, you know, it's you're not wrong. You're not wrong. It is a little surprising that it took 4 weeks to get here, but here we are nonetheless. We'll break this down later on in the show in more detail. Item numero dos in your lunch breakdown here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate comes to us from the world of the NHL. It was Lord Stanley's Cup. Last night, everything going right for the Lightning, everything coming up roses for the boys from the Sunshine State.
They hustle back for it, and they're trying to get there, and they got a trigger pull of a shot that went wide that time was Goodrow. And the Tampa Bay Lightning have won the Stanley Cup.
It was a big moment, and this is what it sounded like on 95.3 WDAE out of Tampa, the hometown radio crowd on the call.
Sagan shoots wide left, 15 seconds left. Rebound Radulov behind the net. Right circle Haskinen, right point Klingberg shoots. Blocked! It's out of the zone! Into the neutral zone! 8 seconds left! Barkley Goodrow after it! Shoots wide right of the open net. Time ticks down! The Lightning with a Stanley Cup! They've reached the top of the mountain! They are the Stanley Cup champs!
I love radio calls. They are the best.
Dude, they local are the best. Radio calls calling a championship are they're undefeated, man.
It's the best because TV has to be neutral. There are no local television broadcasts. Radio is where you get the best play-by-play, and it still pains me to this day that you can't sync up your radio and your television anymore. They made it incredibly difficult to do that, so you can't listen to the radio call instead of the TV call.
Yeah, when I was growing up, Diesel, one of the things we used to do when we were watching Saints games, and it is difficult to do because you got delays on TV, you got delays on the radio, you got buffering both ways, so anytime one stream buffers and the other keeps going, it throws you off. But when we were, when I was younger, one of the things we used to do is we would turn the TV on to watch the game, but then we would also turn the over in the Florida Panhandle, we were able to get WWL 870 AM out of New Orleans, which was the big sports station out of New Orleans that would reach all the way to the Florida Panhandle. So we would get there and we would basically turn on the game and sync it up with the television broadcast of the Saints game. And that way we could listen to local radio but watch the game. It's a little more difficult now, especially if you live out of market where you can't just get the old radio signal that's going to be consistent. When you try to stream it, and on top of that, a lot of the local stations, especially with the way the NFL broadcast rules are actually all professional sports and college sports broadcasting rules work now, a lot of these stations get permission to broadcast the game over their FM or AM radio signal, but they do not get permission to broadcast it over their streaming link. And so you end up in a spot where unless you are in the footprint of the radio station, you can't stream it, which makes it, again, relatively difficult, if not impossible, to get that that sync up going, which is disappointing. But yeah, man, local radio calls are absolutely undefeated. You can't do better when you have a guy in the booth who is a fan of the squad and is every bit a fan of the squad, the people who are listening, and they have just that level of investment in that squad. To the point that I can think of the times that my teams have won championships. I mean, I will never forget the call when the Saints beat the Minnesota Vikings in the NFC Championship game to punch their tickets to the Super Bowl back in 2009. Jim Henderson was the guy who was the play-by-play voice for the Saints back in the day. He has since moved on. But anyway, he was the play-by-play call. And Diesel, when that kick went good, Garrett Hartley knocked it through the uprights and sent the Saints to the Super Bowl, I was listening to the radio broadcast in one ear and was listening to Troy Aikman on the call in the other. And the reason that those moments are so good, Jim Henderson, who had been with the team like 25, 26 years on play-by-play at that point, was such a Saints fan. He was working with a guy named Hokie Gaijon. Hokie was a running back for the Saints back in like the 70s. And those guys were both enormous Saints fans. Diesel, when the Saints punched that ticket to the Super Bowl, it was everything they had not to just openly weep on air about all the struggles the Saints had been to over their you know, 60 years in existence and no Super Bowls to show for it. The emotion that came out of local radio guys for that was something that I will never forget in my life. Radio is a winner, man.
That's what makes the Homer broadcast, when you get into playoff football, like playoff college football, that's what makes those casts so good. And if you're watching on like a Roku device or any kind of streaming device, they'll have like multiple ways you can watch the game. And I always watch the Homer broadcast.
100%. Let's get item number three in here real quick because we are very late for the break. AL postseason will get its start today for Major League Baseball. Four games on tap out of the AL today. As the postseason gets started today, we've got a four-pack for you breaking in the start. We have got coming up later on today, starting at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, the Houston Astros will send Zach Greinke to the hill to take on the number 3 Minnesota Twins. Ken Maeda is going to be pitching for the Twins. The Chicago White Sox, on the arm of Lucas Giolito, will be taking on the Oakland Athletics, who sent Jesus Luzardo to the hill at 3 o'clock. Coming up to this afternoon at 5 o'clock, we've got the number 8 Toronto Blue Jays riding Matt Shoemaker to the hill. Blake Snell will take the mound for the Tampa Bay Rays, and we will get our nightcap going today. And what I think might be the most interesting game of all, a New York Yankees squad that was expected to contend for the best record in the American League. Instead, they are a 5 seed and sending Garrett Cole to the mound to take on Shane Bieber and the Cleveland Indians. That's going to be at 7 o'clock. If you only watch one of those games this evening, that Yanks-Indians game is going to be a good one. It is going to be a must-see pitching matchup. Shane Bieber, the first pitcher to win the MLB pitching triple crown, which is to accomplish the number one ranking in win strikeouts and ERA since Johan Santana did it back in 2006, faces off against Garrett Cole. These two pitchers have a combined 2.22 ERA. This is one of the best game one matchups in recent years. Make sure you stay tuned for that one. All right, let's run to a break. We'll come back here in just a minute. We have got plenty to talk about, including, again, the NFL. The first COVID breakout of the regular season has happened in Nashville, Tennessee. The Titans shutting down their facility, their opponents last weekend. The Minnesota Vikings have now done the same. We are going to address that and a whole lot more coming up next on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And here we go, ladies and gentlemen, rolling on with the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate. A lot of stuff that we need to talk about. The NFL conversation coming up here in just a minute. But I got a bone to pick with the mothership. I got a bone to pick with ESPN. And, you know, it's something that's been building about their NBA coverage. And the reason I bring this up is because the NBA is on ABC for the finals this year. ESPN and ABC will be carrying the NBA finals starting tomorrow night. Heat and Lakers going best of seven. So I'm watching the other night when the Miami Heat finally put away the Boston Celtics and move on to the NBA finals, and that's a big deal, right? That's a big deal. And when the game ends, I was absolutely floored, right? I am absolutely floored because when Rachel Nichols, and here's the thing, Rachel Nichols for years was one of my favorite NBA personalities, right? I thought that Rachel Nichols was fair. I thought that she was genuine. I thought that she was honest. I loved Rachel Nichols. And on top of that, Diesel, you know, I also love Rachel Nichols.
Easy on the eyes.
Easy on the eyes. I got me a thing for redheads. That's a fact. Love me some Rachel Nichols, always have. Doris Burke is another young lady that I think has been a trailblazer for women in sports. Doris Burke has been a role model for women in broadcasting, has worked her way up from C-team sideline reporter up to A-team sideline reporter, and is now a play-by-play caller for the NBA. I have always loved and respected some Doris Burke. But ESPN has been killing me with the way that they have been running their post-game and their coverage of specifically the Miami Heat, but really of all the teams in this bubble top to bottom. And here's what I mean by that. When the Heat won the NBA semifinals the other night in the Eastern Conference and moved on to take on LeBron in the finals, Rachel Nichols gets Eric Spoelstra, head coach of the Miami Heat, gets Eric Spoelstra on an interview right after the game. And, of course, when you're talking to the head coach that just punched his ticket out of the semifinals to the big show, you want to ask, man, tell me about how you got here. Tell me about your team. Tell me the chemistry. Tell me the X's and O's. Break this game down for me. What are your plans for the finals? What are you guys going to do to attack LeBron and Anthony Davis's duo? How are you going to handle all of this? That's what I'm looking for. Instead, ESPN went a completely different route. Rachel Nichols, and I don't put this for the record, I don't put this entirely on Rachel Nichols. I have been in sports television before. And although you can't see it with Rachel because she always wears her hair down, in one of her ears, Rachel has a little, I call it the Secret Service earpiece. You know, that little piece of plastic that goes up your back and it wraps in a coil around your ear and then it goes over the ear and it goes in your ear like an ear pod, right? The Secret Service earpiece on the other end has a producer in your ear. And that producer is, while you will be asking the questions, and typically, if you have a good producer, typically that producer understands that somebody like me or somebody like Rachel Nichols has spent years, maybe decades in this game, and we know how to ask about sports to get the best, most compelling, most intriguing answers. We know how to talk to coaches and players and athletes in order to draw out of them compelling answers for a television viewing audience or a radio listening audience. That's what we do. We've been doing this a long time. I love Deesa, by the way, how I'm putting myself on the same level as Rachel Nichols, by the way. Totally earned. Anyway, we know what we're doing, but every now and then you will get a producer, especially when they work for a big-time company, that is in your ear, and they are feeding you the questions. Here's what we want you to ask. Here's what we want you to talk about. And a good chunk of the reason they do that in television is because the producers know what they, A, want the narrative to be, and B, they know what B-roll is going to be rolling over that interview if it's available, and they're going to try to tailor questions that are kind of in the same direction as the B-roll that they plan on rolling over the interview. So Rachel Nichols gets Eric Spoelstra on the horn after the Miami Heat win the Eastern Conference Finals, and what does she ask the coach of the Miami Heat, who just got himself punched into the NBA Finals? What does she ask him about? LeBron James. She asked him about LeBron James. She asked him, so, how do you feel about going up against former Miami Heat player LeBron James? How do you plan on attacking LeBron James, a guy who knows you and your role? How about LeBron this? How about LeBron that? And despite Eric Spoelstra repeatedly asking Rachel Nichols, hey, how about we focus on, you know, today's Miami Heat? How about we focus on, you know, the guys that are wearing the uniform now, not the guys who were wearing it 4, 5, 6 years ago? And she kept going back to it. And as she keeps going back to it, as she keeps bringing up LeBron James, over Eric Spoelstra's face, They are running B-roll of LeBron James' time playing in Miami with D-Wade and Chris Bosh. They are running B-roll of LeBron James playing for the Heat. Absolutely unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Doris Burke, on the other hand, Doris Burke goes and talks to Bam Adebayo. And Bam has been a breakout player. A breakout player for this Miami Heat this year. She goes to Bam Adebayo, who has been a defensive stalwart for the Heat. And what is she doing with Bam Adebayo? She's asking him, was it tough coming from a background where your mother was a single mother struggling to raise you? Was it tough coming from disadvantaged roots, coming from roots with no privilege, and forcing your way into the NBA, pushing your way into the NBA? And Bam Adebayo looks blatantly uncomfortable. Looks thoroughly uncomfortable with Doris Burke focusing on the narrative of his working to get his team into the NBA Finals and disregards that entirely, instead to focus on a very difficult upbringing, a very difficult background for Bam Adebayo. And listen, I get it, okay? I get it. It is not a great idea when you are on a mainstream broadcasting outlet like an ESPN to focus just on the X's and O's, right? I had, was it Bear Bryant one day said had a quote that was about football coaching that I thought was apt towards sports broadcasting. He once said to the media, it's not about the X's and O's, it's about the Jimmies and the Joes, right? When you are broadcasting, especially on a national outlet, where you have got not just hardcore sports fans, but you've got, casual sports fans. Maybe folks who aren't really so much into the game as they are the show. You got wives and husbands out there who aren't into the NBA, but they're sitting there watching alongside their wives and husbands who are, right? And if you hit them with, well, Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler were really working the pick and roll excellently against the man coverage of the Boston Celtics. And when the Celtics switched to a zone, that opened the floor up for Dragic and other players to really explore. That's great if you're a basketball fan, but if you're somebody who's not really a big-time sports fan, then that doesn't do anything for you, right? So you want to focus on the Jimmys and Joes. But when you start getting to the point that you are forcing that narrative, when you're focusing on LeBron James, who hasn't played for the Miami Heat in years, and you're focusing on LeBron James instead of the Miami Heat, you are pushing a narrative that has failed. When you have a player who is clearly not interested in talking about his difficult upbringing and his struggles for the road, but just wants to talk more about his team and the effort they put in to get to the NBA Finals, and you force that narrative, you get to the point where you denigrate the broadcast. You get to the point where you start cheapening the broadcast, and it is crazy disappointing. Crazy disappointing. Let's get back to talking about sports in sports broadcast. It makes everything better. Quick break. Let's take a break. Let's come back here in just a minute. We got to start talking baseball as the postseason is upon us. That's coming up next on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Robin Diesel with you on a Tuesday afternoon as we head into Major League Baseball's postseason. We've got our first round of games coming up this afternoon with the American League getting started. Four games today will cap off a pandemic-shortened 60-game season. Eight teams will be eliminated by this weekend. The rest will proceed to neutral sites to go play the AL and NLDS. The AL, of course, taking place out in California, in San Diego and Los Angeles, and the National League playing down in Texas with Houston and Dallas. Arlington hosting your NLDS. Those same sites will host the ALCS and the NLCS, and then the World Series will be played at the Barbecue Grill down in Arlington, Texas. If you don't know why I call it the Barbecue Grill, go look up pictures of that stadium. It's because it looks like a giant propane barbecue grill. All right, so predictions coming up out of the ALCS and NLCS. We'll start in the wild card round. I have one upset alert for you that I am keeping an eye on, and it's not going to be a shocking one for all of you, but upset alert in the National League Wild Card Series, despite having a home field advantage, obviously a minimal one with no fans in attendance, but despite having a home field advantage, and I don't know if this is just because I am letting recency bias of what this team has done in the past handful of postseasons play through, or if it is truly because the rosters aren't as great of a matchup as I would have liked. Ladies and gentlemen, look out for your Atlanta Braves getting knocked off in the first round again. Look out for your Atlanta Braves to have a disappointing first-round tumble against the Cincinnati Reds in round one. Look, the Reds are a team that feel like they should have done better than a 7 seed. In their last 14 games, they are 11-3 and have reeled off 5 consecutive Ws heading into the postseason. The Braves, on the other hand, this is a Braves team that was lacking chemistry down the stretch. A couple of ugly L's to the Boston Red Sox, a team not in the playoffs, to end their season. Ronald Acuna Jr. was scratched from the final game of the regular season with wrist soreness. That was the same ailment, remember, that put Ronald Acuna Jr. on the 10-day IL about a month ago. And of course, one pitcher can't make all the difference unless that pitcher is a starting pitcher who all but guarantees you a game one win and gives you an advantage heading into games 2 and 3. The Cincinnati Reds have three guys that can go to the hill and be heavy betting favorites. Trevor Bauer, Luis Castillo, Sonny Gray. The Reds have one of the best rotations in all October eligible teams. The Braves, on the other hand, got the NL's two seed without their best pitchers. Cole Hamels came back from injury and made one start before he was placed back on the IL. He is out. Mike Soroka, who is expected to be a Cy Young contender for the ATL this year, is out as well. Keep an eye on the Reds. They have three games to win two and have three very solid pitchers they can defend on. Their lineup is certainly not as impressive as the Atlanta Braves as far as going to the dish, no doubt about it. But they have got three very, very solid pitchers to win two out of three games. And as we have mentioned, road advantage or road disadvantage is not really a thing in Major League Baseball this year, right? Home field advantage, home teams are winning about 56% of games this year. Home field advantage without fans is not one. And we all know that the Atlanta Braves, historically speaking, over the past 15 years or so, even when they are playing at home, have not been able to get over the hump. It has been ugly. It has been disappointing. And I don't look for that to change. The Braves' offense is better than Cincinnati's. The Reds' lineup is not that bad. The Reds' pitching rotation is better than Atlanta's, and it's not even close. Pitching wins in the playoffs. The Reds have some of the best of it. The Braves absolutely do not. Trevor Bauer, Luis Castillo, Sonny Gray, all three of those guys are winning pitchers. They only need two of the three of them to win. I like this Braves team. I don't want to crap on this Braves team because offensively, they are in the attic in every single offensive statistical category. But pitching wins in October. We are in October now. This is postseason baseball time. The Braves do not have the rotation to beat the Reds. Braves fans, you are on upset alert at this point. This was a terrible draw for Atlanta. They got arguably the best three-man rotation in the NL to go up against in a series that is best of three. Atlanta is officially on upset alert heading into the weekend. Quick break, taking one. Coming back right after this, the Rob Brown Show's on your radio. Rob Diesel, you, this is ESPN Upstate. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Robin Diesel with you on a Tuesday afternoon. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Just a quick little heads up. Coming up at 1:30 this afternoon, I am going to do something that I've been asked. I've had a number of folks who have asked me to do this over the past couple of months. And since it's, it feels like a good time as we're now in the meat and the potatoes of the NFL season, etc. But I have talked about sports wagering on the show. And coming up here in about a little over half an hour from now, I am going to do a very novice intro to sports gambling segment, just to kind of explain how I play it. Now again, I am telling you this obviously with a grain of salt. It is not for everybody. And if you suffer problems from an addiction to gambling, I am going to be one of the millions of people who tell you it is okay to seek help. It can turn into an addiction and it can land some people in trouble. I do mine when I say I tell you guys that I'm gambling on a game. I do like $3-4 bucks a pop, man. I'm not talking about throwing hundreds of dollars at a game. I'm talking about like a couple of bucks here and there, just for the fun of it. But I've had 6 or 7 people since I've talked about it on the show say that they are very intrigued by the premise, but they don't know how to get started. So we're just going to do a very novice look, a very, very basic elementary look into the nuts and bolts of it. Just a basic look at some of the terminology of the game, a very basic look at some of the concepts that you will want to know, how it works out, how it pays out, et cetera, et cetera. So that's going to be coming up at around 1:30 this afternoon. If you have been interested in that at all after hearing me talk about it for the past few months, make sure you're tuned in for that later on in the broadcast. Also got a response about my take on the Atlanta Braves just a minute ago. I said that the Braves are my upset pick in round number one. The hope is there. The confidence in the offense is there. A lot of people are looking at this squad and thinking that because this offense is so, so strong, so powerful, it's just unbeatable. But I think that it is. And unfortunately for the Atlanta Braves, I think they would have better been suited for any other team in the National League playoffs. I think any other team in the NFL playoff, or in the MLB playoffs, excuse me, would have been a better draw for Atlanta in the opening round, because if that offense is not full steam ahead and Ronald Acuña Jr. had to sit out at the end of the season because of a wrist injury, same wrist injury that was aggravated earlier in the season and caused him to go on the IL, there are a lot of questions out there that have to get answered for the Atlanta Braves before they take on one of the best pitching rotations in all of baseball. And as we know, baseball postseason, it's all about the guys on the hill. All about the guys on the hill. So, I got somebody who texted me a minute ago and said, Rob, I've never hoped that you were more wrong. My heart can't take another Braves collapse.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.